brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyar, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. All right, now, where are we going here? To South Bend, Indiana. Oh, last night we got a call, and it was from Megan. And we didn't get to finish Megan's call, so we arranged to call her back, which is something we never do. It utterly violates the rules. But once in a rare while, on the air, we'll get the idea, hey, we're going to call you back, and we do. And we did. So let's go to Megan in South Bend. Megan?
Hello.
Hi, thanks for letting us call you back.
Okay. Good to hear from you.
Thank you, Megan. So why don't you go ahead and recap for us what your comments are.
Okay. Basically, my question for you, Bob, is this.
Yes.
You present yourself as a Christian.
Yes.
And I don't understand how you can say that you're a Christian when a lot of the things that you say and a lot of the things that you present are very hateful towards groups of people, such as, you know, homosexuals, liberals. Mm. You know, I have heard you made several derogatory comments about different groups of people. And my understanding of the whole Christian belief is, you know, one of love and brotherhood, tolerance,
yeah,
forgiveness.
That, you're, Megan?
Yes.
Your understanding of Christianity is wrong.
Okay.
All right? The word tolerance never once appears in the Bible. The Bible's a big book, right?
Yes, it is.
It's 1,189 chapters.
Okay.
The word compromise never appears in the Bible.
Okay.
Never.
Okay.
The Bible presents a very black and white worldview. This is right, this is wrong.
Okay.
And the Bible says that, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you got to love everyone.
Uh-huh.
The Bible says you could love like a hypocrite. Do you know how you can love like a hypocrite? Would you imagine you're loving someone, mm-hmm, and then you meet God, and God says, you were a hypocrite when you loved that person. Wouldn't that be terrible?
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Could you conceive of how it's possible to love like a hypocrite would love? How's it possible to love like a hypocrite?
I don't know.
All right, I'll explain to you.
Okay.
Love is not just an emotion.
Okay.
Today, love is an emotion. That's how terrible the terrible state of affairs in America. Love is not an emotion. Love is a commitment. It's a decision that I am going to do what's best for that other person.
Okay.
All right? Now, in the Bible, in the New Testament, it says, don't let your love be hypocritical. Hate evil. Abhor evil.
Okay.
Now, let's say we're speaking of child molesters.
Okay.
And they're a group of people, right?
Yes.
So let's start an advocacy group saying that we love child molesters. Let's do that. Because as Christians, we're supposed to love everyone.
Right.
So let's make signs and let's march down Main Street and let's go to the Capitol and say, we love child abusers. We love child molesters. We advocate child molester rights. What would God say about that?
Okay, well, I think you're taking this to an extreme.
Wait,
the answer is that God would say that is wrong. Okay, but I think that you're taking this to an extreme because I don't think that God is saying that you should love these people. I think that God is saying that you should use your love for God and for humans to help these people, to change these people,
Megan,
and to do better so that they can help themselves out of the problems that they've created.
Megan, but you have learned something in the past few minutes. You called in at first saying Christians, brotherhood. Now, those words are not brotherhood. It's not a biblical word.
Okay.
Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace, but a sword to divide a child from parent, sister from brother, neighbor from neighbor. He came to divide because many people have bought into lies and evil concepts. And if you speak the truth, then others are going to get mad at you. That's why they killed Jesus. Did Jesus make people angry?
Yes.
Right. They were furious at him. They were furious. If he didn't make people angry, they wouldn't have killed him. Jesus said, they hated me, therefore they'll hate you. So, Megan, who hates you because of Jesus Christ?
I don't know.
No one, right?
Right.
Right. You know what that means?
What does that mean?
That you are none of his. Because if you were of Jesus Christ,
okay,
if you were a Christian, if you were his follower, he promised, if they hated me, they will hate you. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. That's what he said. Because if two people are sleeping together and they're not married, Jesus condemns them. Jesus lets them know that their lifestyle is going to destroy them and send them to hell. And they need to repent.
Okay, but Jesus also said, forgive them for they know not what they do.
No, he said that about the men who were putting to death the Son of God.
But I think that it's a universal thing. Jesus turn the other cheek, forgive and forget, love thy neighbor.
No, Jesus said, if they repent, forgive them. Jesus said, if your brother is sinning against you, go to him, and if he repents, forgive him. And he said, and if he does it again, forgive him if he repents. And if he does it seven times and he repents, forgive him. That's what Jesus said.
Okay, but doesn't that kind of go against, I mean, you're saying, you know, if I repent, you know, then Jesus will forgive me. But isn't the whole point of Christianity and going to the kingdom of heaven, we are all God's children.
No,
God,
Megan,
loves all of us,
Megan,
unconditionally.
That is so wrong, Megan.
Is that wrong?
Yeah. Megan, I encourage you to read the Bible, at least the New Testament.
Okay.
Jesus said most people are going to hell.
Okay.
Most people. Jesus died for a good reason. He didn't die because he had nothing else to do that day. He died because the world was going to hell. He did everything he could possibly do to show the way for some to go to heaven. But most mock Jesus Christ. They take his name in vain. They mock the idea of his life and his death and his resurrection.
Okay.
Jesus said to the religious leaders of his day, they were saying, we're the children of God. Who are you to tell us? And he said, you're not children of God. You're not children of Moses. You are of your father, the devil. That's what he said.
Okay.
To people of his day, they're of their father, the devil. Because God loves life and righteousness and holiness.
Okay.
And the devil loves death and disease and debauchery and immorality. So what does the average person in America today, the average person that watches Friends and Roseanne and takes in the media without any argument, what are they? Do they love life or death? They love abortion. That's what the average Democratic leader, person in the media, Hollywood type, they love abortion. They love homosexuality, which is sodomy that destroys people. It kills them. They love shacking up together where men use women for sex and then discard them. A guy, a college student today, gets a young girl pregnant. He throws $350 at her, says, go get an abortion. Go get cleaned out so another guy can use you next time. That's the world of the liberal in America today. And God hates that world because people are using other people, destroying one another, destroying themselves for their own selfish pleasures. And God wants us to be willing to give of our lives completely, to be loving servants, to show people that God and Jesus Christ is the only way out of the terrible mess we're in.
Okay, well, you just said yourself that God wants us to be loving servants.
Right.
Okay, so getting back to my original question, you, Bob Enyart.
Yes.
Okay, now when you come on your show and you say all these really hateful things.
I'm abhorring evil.
So
God said, don't let your love be with hypocrisy. Hate evil.
Hate evil.
Right.
Okay.
So what
you're saying is that all these things, liberal people, gay people, what have you, we're all evil, is what you're telling me.
That's absolutely true.
So I am an evil person because I am a liberal person.
You are evil. If you want to hold on, that could change.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen the Bob Enyart Live catalog? It's got so many neat resources like videos such as Get Out of the Matrix, when I debated a college philosophy class, and Eagle Eggs, When does an eagle become an eagle? Mount Moriah, the evidence for the resurrection, and God and the death penalty. And then there's video fruitcake with hilarious liberal callers. So call in and ask for the Bob and Yurt Live catalog, or get it on the web at kgov.com. Of course, all these materials are listed and described on the internet, or call us at 800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. We'd love to send you a Bob and Yurt Live catalog, so give us a ring.
All right, Megan. Megan?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to ask you a couple things.
Okay, go ahead.
To try to illustrate what's at stake here. Isn't it true that generally today at a university in the media, they tell us we should respect all religions?
Yes, that is true.
And that we should respect everyone?
Yes.
Do they respect fundamental Christianity?
Well, I know what you want me to say.
I just want you to tell you the truth.
I think so, yes. Oh, you don't, I think so, yes.
Okay, so the media and the universities respect fundamental Christianity.
Yes, I believe so. The university that I went to did have a couple very Christian campus groups that were campus funded.
Of course they did. I'm not asking that.
I'm just saying that it's out there.
Megan, I'm not asking if they permit it. Right? It'd be a wild thing for them to forbid Christians from fellowshipping on school ground. I'm asking if they respect fundamental Christianity.
Yes.
They respect it. Do they respect fundamental Christians?
Yeah.
They do?
I think so, yes.
Okay, so the media respects, and the universities, secular universities, respect Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell and James Dobson. They respect them.
Yes.
Megan, you're in denial.
Okay.
Because they despise them.
But it's still out. You have access to it. If they didn't respect it, they wouldn't permit it.
Megan, that's a ridiculous argument.
Okay.
Think what you're saying. I'm saying, do they respect it? Liberals say respect all religions, but they ridicule and condemn Christianity. Because Christianity says that homosexuality is wrong. I get ridiculed, mocked, and condemned by many of the liberals who call in here to this program who say that we should not judge anyone.
Right.
Yet they all judge me. Even you, Megan.
Well, I don't judge you.
You
do. Because,
as
I stated before, I mean, I respect all of your opinions because that's what they are, opinions.
No, Megan, you said that I'm hateful.
I said that the things that you say are hateful. I did not call you a hateful person. I said that you say some hateful things. There is a difference.
No, there isn't, Megan.
You don't think so?
No, there isn't.
Okay.
There's no difference. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If I'm hateful, if I'm encouraging people to be ugly and hateful, then what is it that's wrong with me? Is it my teeth, as the air comes out of my mouth and my teeth help form the words? Is it the enamel on my teeth that has a problem? Or is it my heart and my mind? I mean, Adolf Hitler, was the hatred and evil that he promoted, was it a reflection of who he was?
Yes.
Of course. Right.
Okay.
So if I'm promoting hate, and you call up and say, Bob, you're promoting hate, you are judging me.
Okay.
All right? When a sodomite is destroying his life and others around him, I am condemning him. Jesus condemned the individual, not the act. How do you separate the act from the actor? It's not possible. A rapist. Is he guilty, or is it his skin that's guilty?
He's guilty.
Right.
Okay.
So, Megan, you called in here. You said that I was hateful.
Okay.
You're not a Christian. You're hateful. So you're judging me.
Okay.
Not only are you judging me, you're judging my heart, which is a really hard thing to do.
But you did the same thing with me. You just said that I was an evil person.
You are evil.
Because I'm a liberal.
Right.
So you're doing the same exact thing to me.
Right, only I'm not a hypocrite. Right? I'm not saying a fundamental part of my worldview is not that we can't judge. Not judging is foolish. It's absurd. How about Jeffrey Dahmer? Was he evil and vile?
Yes.
Okay, so we judge that he's evil and vile. We have to judge. If good people did not judge, then child molesters have an advantage.
Okay.
Because good people won't judge that they're evil and need to be stopped. So your worldview that you've bought into is don't judge anyone, but as soon as someone condemns the wicked, that's the person you'll judge. You won't judge the wicked. You'll only judge those who condemn the wicked.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Right?
But here, I mean, okay, what your standards for judging what is evil are extremely different than mine. Okay, what you consider to be evil. Now, I do agree that, like, Jeffrey Dahmer and people like this that you've brought up, yes, these are Adolf Hitler, horrible, you know, evil people.
Yeah.
However, I do not agree that liberals, homosexuals, what have you, I do not believe that these are evil people.
All right, well, let's talk about liberals.
Okay, let's talk about liberals.
You have a woman is raped.
Okay.
A woman is raped, and very rarely, but it does happen, she becomes pregnant.
Okay.
So today, the liberals, when you have a criminal, liberals don't want to punish the criminal. They want to psychoanalyze them, love them, understand them, give them a better opportunity. And the baby, who's a result of the criminal, they want to kill him. Rape, incest, kill the baby. So they want to kill the baby and love the rapist. 100 years ago, most people in America would say, kill the rapist and love the baby. Today, that notion is extreme. Today, liberals say, kill the baby and love the rapist. I will purport to you, Megan, that that is a really stupid and evil concept, to kill the baby and love the rapist.
Okay, but I don't think that that, I don't, I think you're once again taking it too far to the extreme.
Why?
Because because somebody is liberal and they are pro-choice, is not, I am a pro-choice person. Now, whether me personally, Megan, could have an abortion is a completely different issue.
Who cares,
however,
Megan?
Well, no, well, of course somebody has to, you have to care.
No, God said to love your neighbor. So you could say, well, I'm not going to beat my child because I really would love my child. But if my neighbor beats his child, I really couldn't care less. That's the form of your argument. See, your heart is hardened because you don't know God. If you knew God, you'd see how evil your thoughts are. Megan, did you see the form of your argument? You were saying, well, I might not kill my child, but if my neighbor wants to kill her child, who am I to interfere?
Right.
That's called apathy.
Okay.
God says that we're to love our neighbor. And if our neighbor wants to destroy her child because she thinks she'll be better off, we need to desperately intercede for her. And tell her, don't do this, because countless millions of women's lives have been destroyed because they've been lied to and told, if you kill your child, you'll be better off. You see, we can't allow women to believe that lie and to destroy themselves and to think, oh, we're a good neighbor. That's apathy.
I don't think that that's a lie.
Well, it is a lie.
Well,
then why wouldn't you do it?
Why wouldn't I do it?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I've never been faced with it.
Well, Megan, you have a little baby within you.
Okay.
And the baby is 12 weeks old. And he's sucking his thumb. Right?
Well, first of all, I probably, if it, I wouldn't wait to, for it to be 12 weeks.
Well, when would you do
that's
it?
That's your third month.
When would you do it?
Probably, if I were to have an abortion, probably somewhere in the first month.
Planned Parenthood doesn't do an abortion.
Planned Parenthood doesn't give abortions. Planned Parenthood gives... Like family counseling.
Megan, you are so deceived. Megan, I have been at Planned Parenthoods around the country. All right, I could give you the names of the abortionists who do abortions at Planned Parenthoods and how many they do on an average day of the week and what Planned Parenthood charges. And Planned Parenthood is the number one abortion provider in this country. They have scores of clinics where they actually do the abortions, and then they have circles of feeder clinics where they'll have one abortion mill, like in Denver, Colorado, at 20th and Vine, and then they have a string of clinics around Denver where the women will go there, they'll give them a pregnancy test, sell them a $365 abortion, and send them the next day or next week to 20th and Vine to have the abortion. And Planned Parenthood does abortions from somewhere around 7 to 8 weeks through 14 weeks, 5 days. That's their scope. They used to do abortions earlier, 6 weeks, but they stopped because of all the lawsuits. Because when the baby's that little, it's hard to make sure you got the whole baby. So the mom goes home and she passes a little tiny foot. And she sees in her bathroom a little foot with 5 perfect toes, and she goes hysterical, screams into severe depression, and then her family sues Planned Parenthood. So Planned Parenthood's lawyers, their risk management team, said, we can't do abortions this young. Because after the abortion, clinically, they reassemble the baby to make sure they have both arms, hands, legs, feet, head, chest, ribs, backside. And if they don't have all the pieces, then they go back in to get the rest of the baby. And when the baby's so small, that was hard to do. So their risk management team said, we can no longer do those young abortions. We have to wait till they're older. And that is policy in Planned Parenthood nationwide today.
Okay, so anyway, your point was what? Megan, you were saying to me, you're going in at 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay, and you had more to say.
I said, all right, your baby's 12 weeks old.
Okay.
Which is an average age for, we have done millions of abortions in this country, 12 weeks old and older.
Okay.
We do abortions, they're advertised in the Yellow Pages up to 25 weeks. Did you know that? In the Yellow Pages, they advertise 25-week abortions.
Okay.
Babies are born younger than 25 weeks and are perfectly, totally, completely little boys and little girls.
Okay. I understand that. So what were you trying to ask me about me personally?
Well, you go in to have an abortion.
Okay. I go in to have an abortion.
And your little baby girl is sucking her thumb.
Okay.
All right? And you go into Planned Parenthood and you want to kill your baby because maybe she interferes with your semester at school.
Okay.
So Planned Parenthood goes in with a suction tube, and your baby, she just woke up. She was sleeping and dreaming. And we know she was dreaming because we can monitor her brain waves, which are identical to an adult's. And she begins sleeping. Her little eyeballs go into REM. Her brain goes into a brain wave alpha, beta. I'm not a dream expert, but we can see she's dreaming.
Okay.
Then she wakes up and she grabs her toes and then she puts her finger in her mouth and then she doesn't know that mommy's at Planned Parenthood to kill her. So she's sucking her thumb and the doctor, like Dr. Edward Patrick O'Loughlin in Denver, Colorado at Planned Parenthood, he goes in to kill your little girl. What's he going to do? She's sucking her thumb. What happens at that point? She's sucking her thumb. You paid $365 to kill her. He's there to kill her. What's going to happen? She's sucking her thumb. What's going to happen to your little girl?
What are you saying? What's going to happen?
I want to know. What's the doctor going to do to her arm? She's sucking her thumb. What's the doctor going to do to your girl's arm?
What's going to happen is probably that the abortion will go through. The procedure will be done.
Yeah, what will happen to her arm? She's sucking her thumb. What will the abortionist do to her arm?
I think we all know what happens when an abortion is performed.
No,
I don't think we need to get into the graphic detail.
Megan, I'd like to know. I mean, science and medicine, when you have open heart surgery, four-way bypass, sometimes they show the whole procedure on TV so that we could learn.
So you already know. You know what happened.
I
know what happened.
Megan,
the American public knows what happened.
I'd like to know from you, your little girl, what happens to her arm when she's sucking her thumb.
The pregnancy is terminated.
No, I want to know what happens to her arm. You brought your little girl to Planned Parenthood.
Bob, we're totally off the topic.
No, well, the topic is, do you have an evil heart?
Okay.
Okay, so I want to know, your little girl, I realize you don't want to say it because you don't want to admit what's in your heart. But your little girl, you brought her to Planned Parenthood. And because you don't love her, you don't want her.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Now,
you don't love her.
Oh, come on.
You don't love her.
Come on.
Megan, you
don't
love...
You know how many women go through the decision. It's not an easy decision to make.
Yeah, 4,500 women a day.
Right, okay.
Right.
And it's not a decision. It's not an easy decision to make.
Yeah, killing someone usually isn't.
Exactly.
Right. 4,500 women a day decide they don't love their child. They love their own convenience more than their baby.
Did you think that maybe that the reason that they choose not to have the child is because they can't provide for the child?
Yeah, let's kill
the 14 years old.
Right. While there's 2 million people waiting, 2 million couples waiting to adopt, let's kill this little baby because...
Okay, there are 2 million couples waiting to adopt, then why are there so many children in orphanages right now?
There are no infants in orphanages. There are none. There are no infants. There's no place in Indiana where they keep all the infants. Right? There are 6-8 year waiting lists for babies. Megan, I want to know, your little girl, what's going to happen to her arm? She's sucking her thumb, and you don't love her, so you've paid to get rid of her.
You know, Bob, I'm not going to answer that. I think that you figured that out, because I've already told you my answer, that the pregnancy is terminated.
No, I want to know what happened. She's sucking her thumb. I want to know.
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Well,
you know what happens. I know what happens. Everybody knows what happens.
Well, Megan, I'm going to wait until you tell me what happens to your little girl's arm.
Let me break into my own broadcast. Hi, this is Bob Enyart. I hope you are enjoying this program. If you are, tune in tomorrow for the conclusion right here on Bob Enyart Live. Now, if you've missed part of it, of course, you could go to our website, kgov.com, and listen to it again in its entirety from beginning to end, or send a link to a friend so they could listen to it online. And now let me tell you about Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a beautiful Christian school. 20 acres, an incredible campus, over 100 staff members, Christ-centered, top academics, all of this for your children. Call Maranatha Christian Center if you'd like more information, 303-431-5653. That's 303-431-5653. Hi, this is Bob Enyart. If you'd like to hear more, then tune in weekdays at 3 right here on KLTT for Bob Enyart Live. Also, you could subscribe to our Bob Enyart Live Bible studies, our monthly videos, our sermons. For the Bible studies, you get an entire album on audio tape or MP3 CD for $34.95 a month. Or you could get our videos or sermons every month mailed to you for just $24.95 a month. To subscribe, please call 800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. That's 800-836-9278. Or you could subscribe online at kgov.com. Also, Denver Bible Church, you're invited Sunday morning or evening for Bible study, worship, and fellowship. We have such a great time together, so come on out or check us out on the web at kgov.com for Bob Enyart Live.